This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia. All right, thanks so much for being here for this episode. Thanks for taking a few moments to check out some quick snippets from some of my favorite interviews. Now, I have three different interviews. These are just quick snippets of each of them. I have Dan Millman coming up, international bestseller, Olympian, author of Peaceful Warrior. I have Tosca Reno coming up. She's a New York Times bestseller of her Eat Clean series, big name in the fitness industry. And then we have Julie Daneluk, who's the international bestseller of her book, Meals That Heal. She's a holistic nutritionist as well. So stay right there. We got these three coming up right now.
True Form Life.
So the first quick interview we have here is Dan Millman. Now, I asked him about aging or evolving simply because he looks like he doesn't age as he gets older. He's in fantastic shape. He's a former Olympian. And I wanted to know his perspective on fitness and lifestyle and aging. So these are his comments here. I feel like aging is more of a mindset. Some people feel like they get old and then they expect their health to decline. And quite honestly, you don't look like you're aging a whole lot as the years go by. And then you did a handstand recently. Is that a mindset that you practice or something ingrained in you deeply?
I don't know that I practice it. And I am aware of this phenomenon of psychological clocks where we give ourselves permission to get old and start getting cranky. And I think it is a relative thing. I mean, the fact is, bodies, right now, if you look around at all past generations and who knows what's going to happen in the future with all the technologies and so on and developments, we do age. We're like cars. Some of us may be more like Ferraris and others like old Chevys or something, but cars, the shocks occasionally go out and you have to fix them and the electrical system may have a little problem. So it's pretty natural. When I get together with friends my age, we talk about maybe our knees getting a little cranky. It's ironic that since I was an elite athlete, my body is probably in worse shape than my wife's, who never did competitive sports, because I pounded my body so much in the drive for competitive excellence. So I've got these aches and pains. Some of my old teammates do too. So there is an approach to living, as you have in your tagline, health and fitness for a better world. There's a way to approach training in which, we go 80%, not 100%. We, pay attention to the body rather than ignore it and get chronic injuries and overuse injuries. And we take an intelligent approach to a conscious exercise designed for the health and well-being of the whole body that's balanced rather than these random injury-producing kind of things some of us do. And we're learning more things about exercise all the time. But as you know, Drew, I don't believe there's any best form of exercise, yoga, martial art, anything like that. I believe there's only the best for a given individual at a given time of their life. So we have to be intelligent and experiment to see what works best for us psychologically and physically.
So this next interview is with Tosca Reno. Now, she's an absolute pleasure to work with. She actually said a few words about the show. She said, Drew holds a warm and friendly show that serves to enlighten and inspire. She talks about her own struggles with sugar and how she helps others deal with sugar, deal with cravings, and live a healthier lifestyle.
True Form Life.
I was eating to numb myself. I was in an unhappy marriage. And being a good Catholic girl, I didn't think leaving was an option. but I changed my ways, because when you live your true self, you can't turn off the voice inside of you. You can't turn off your truth. So I made the changes because I really was listening to myself. I had a cleaner purpose. I was sedentary. I wasn't working out. I wasn't eating. I mean, my big problem was I was a sugaraholic, and I feel quite certain so many people are, and that's what's keeping them from both their ideal weight and their true optimal health. So, and that's what really struck me and prompted me to write the Strike Sugar program as a challenge for people to learn how to identify where food lives in their diet and how to get rid of it.
And in this last interview, we have Julie Daniluk, author of Meals That Heal, international bestseller, an absolute pleasure to have on air. She said some kind words as well. She said, Drew is such a lovely interviewer. He holds the space to share great content and is incredibly engaging and fun. In this short snippet, Julie is going to tell you about her struggles with her own health and how she became a healer, how she started writing Meals That Heal, and how she's now teaching others how to improve their lives too.
True form life.
Well, it all started because my actual brain wasn't working quite right as a kid. I had severe attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and I drove my parents crazy, and I never slept at night, and I was doing terrible in school. And my mom figured out that it was actually a lot of allergies and white sugar and red dye and really harmful inflammatory foods that were causing inflammation of my brain. And that's actually the culprit of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So she took all of it out. She listened to this amazing doctor, Dr. Feingold. So if anyone wants to know more about that, just Google Dr. Feingold and hyperactive children, and boom, a whole bunch of stuff comes up. And she put me on this special diet, and within 2 weeks, my grades shot from D's to straight A's, and all of a sudden, I could focus in school, and I was so grateful to her. And I found that even though I was becoming an actress in theater school, I was reading more nutrition books than I was about Shakespeare. Like, I didn't really care about theater. I just loved the adrenaline of it. Being in a, you know, being an ADHD girl, we love adrenaline. So I was so infused in that nutrition world from a very young age. So it was no surprise when I got hugely sick. I traveled the world, ended up in Thailand, contracted near-death food poisoning with 104-degree fever, almost bit the biscuit there unless someone found me in a cabin and carried me because I had no use of my limbs. I had such severe dysentery that I had no electrolytes to make my legs work. So someone carried me to the nurse's station, and they pumped me full of antibiotics and to save my life because I had a terrible microbe that destroyed my gut lining. And I ended up coming home with post-infectious colitis. It was really serious, and had to heal my own gut lining.
All right, so that's going to wrap things up for this short show. These short snippets give you a better idea of the interviews I have coming on the show and what it's like to listen to Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for taking the time to check out the show and see what we have going on.